404, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's the day after the little election we had, primary election. Already, 804 checking in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, can you ask John how we can ignite the GOP fire? He's got great passion. He needs to get the same enthusiasm and support from the party. Where can we get yard signs? I called the Winston Sears office, left a message for signs. I didn't even get a call back. I don't know. And I'm going to leave it at that. I legitimately, honestly, sure as I am sitting here, do not know. So that being the case, I mean, we'll get a little insight, I hope. The Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, John Reed, will be with us at 4:35. And given that we have the Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, we continue to reach out. It's going to be a daily sort of thing, I think, for our Republican nominees for governor and for attorney general. They're usually regular guests on this program. What do we have them, Jervis? Like every couple of weeks, each of them was here. So I'd love to get them back on. That being said, let me extend that invitation across the aisle. Oh, I absolutely would love to have the Democrats who are seeking those three statewide offices. You betcha. Could be very interesting. I'm very nice when people come on the show. Sometimes I feel that I'm too nice. My discussion the other day with Sheriff Irving, I was actually quite pleased as people reached out and said, boy, you were very fair. You were very polite. Absolutely. I don't have anything personal against her. I just don't think she's very good at her job. People in the city of Richmond disagreed with me. Okay. You know what's weird, though? For such a, quote, progressive city, in other words, a left-wing city, wouldn't you think they would care about how inmates were being treated? Let's say that their default position, because they're good, upstanding leftists, they hate cops. Okay, well, that's just a given. But you would have thought that they would care about the inmates. Apparently not. Apparently I was wrong. Now, I do care about inmates. And if I could say congratulations, I never mention names of the men who are in my class over at Pamunkey Regional Jail. But I will tell you that today we graduated a class from our Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail. I was very proud of this. Very proud of this. You think it's easy to spend every Thursday morning with me for the better part of 14 weeks? That's a lot. Man, even I don't want to be with me 14 weeks in a row, but think about that. They had 4 months that they were kind of stuck with me, but they stuck through it. They got themselves through it. They made some great progress. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how the results are in the future. Each of those men that comes through that program, they want to be better dads. Those of us who teach the program want them to be better dads, and we continually ourselves work on becoming better dads. So I am very proud of the fact that we actually had six men graduate. One was actually released last week, so he was not there. But the five of them who were there came in. We had a little discussion. Chris Beach, who's the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, joined us. Joe Pierce, who is my backup teacher, if you will. If there's a week that I can't make, we don't want to leave anybody sitting on the sideline. Right? It's an intensive program. And so Joe, oftentimes on short notice, shows up, teaches the class, does a great job. And the other part of this is that we also had staff from Pamunkey Regional Jail. I have to say again and again and again that our program, no program, whether it's McShin or ours or anything else, would be possible at Pamunkey Regional Jail were it not for the staff of the jail. They really do care. They really, really, really would like folks who are incarcerated there to make themselves better. They want to give them every tool. They don't want them back. You know, it's not like anybody's looking to give you frequent flyer points. You know, learn some stuff and get the hell out. Get a job. Pay some taxes. Don't come back here. So I am very proud of that. That's the second class that we have graduated over at Pamunkey. And we'll take a few weeks off and then we'll get back into it. 804 in the city says, Jeff, it's safe to put John Reed signs in the city of Richmond. Your house won't get burned down like it will if you put a Trump or a Sears sign up. Well, I don't know. I'm hoping that nobody's house gets burned down, regardless of what sign may or may not be in the front yard. We've got people in my neighborhood who are good, upstanding left-wingers. I know, because I see the signs in their front yard. Believe me when I tell you, there's nobody in our neighborhood saying, we should go burn that sign down or burn the house down. Well, you look at the sign and go, huh, I never knew that. Well, that's interesting. And you go on about your life. This is why I'm not obsessed with politics. Despite what some people seem to think, I really am not. I hate politics. But it is the process by which we choose leaders. This is the process by which we put together a government of some sort. And coming up with this election in November, at the state level anyway, I believe that the ultimate survival of my beloved Commonwealth is on the line. But we'll talk about that. I got some other stuff here. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell has happened to Tucker Carlson. I think Tucker has lost his ever-loving mind. I really do. Is he on some level letting everybody know about his personal feelings? Is this religious? Does he just not like the Jewish homeland? Because he is all about protecting Iran. I don't get it. He had Senator Ted Cruz on. They recorded yesterday, and I guess the full thing airs tonight, and they have released some of it. Take a listen, if you would. Cut number 5.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population.
At all?
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay,
you don't know anything about Iran. So,
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You don't know anything about the country.
No,
you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump.
You're the one who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani,
and you said it was bad.
You don't believe they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right, with our help. I'm said we. Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, you're breaking news here, because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
No, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting
this is
Israel.
High stakes. You're a senator. If you're saying the United States government is at war with Iran right now, people are listening.
Hey.
What a maroon Tucker has become. Why do you think Tucker is now passionately defending, it seems, the lunatics running Iran? Do I care if Ted Cruz knows exactly how many people live in Iran? I don't. I know that everybody who lives in Iran, with the exception of a handful of people who are part of the lunatic component that run it as a dictatorship, as a theocracy, I know that the rest of the people in Iran fundamentally are probably pretty good people, just trying to live their life, don't want to live in an oppressive regime, state. And the Persians and the Jews have had a connection and a relationship that goes back millennia. I don't get what Tucker Carlson is going for here. Do you? If you do, now maybe you do. Maybe you do. I get Tiny Tim Kaine and the ever-constipated Mark Warner. I think that they are shills, and they always have been. I think they are phonies, and they always have been. So for them to look for massive support as they are, they see the tea leaves, if you will, the numbers. You have Ghazala Hashmi, who is a virulent hater of the state of Israel. They see that she just won the nomination for lieutenant governor. Well, Mark Warner wants to be reelected, even though he promised not to serve more than a couple of terms, and that was more than a couple of terms ago. So he's going to suck up. Tiny Tim Kaine is just, he's crazy. So that's not a big surprise there. But what's the deal with Tucker Carlson, the so-called woke right? I don't get it. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I continue to look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And there is one crazy person, area code 757. If I were to try and count up the number of texts this particular person has sent, it's probably in the thousands. But the most telling part of the most recent diatribes, and I never bother reading them on the air because they're just, well, they're idiotic. But this one happens to say, I hate Israel. Oh, okay. Well, I don't think it's a shock. Believe me, I probably could have predicted that. And as you know, I don't actually do predictions, but I have a feeling I could have called that one from a couple of miles out. Coming up at 5:05, Tower of Power tickets. They will be at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopeville. They're going to be there this Friday. And at 5:20 this afternoon, I will give you a pair of tickets to win. Okay. Jeff, Tucker Carlson is now accusing Ted Cruz and Donald Trump of toppling or taking over the Iranian government. In an insane statement, Tucker is just off his rocker. Maybe. And says Jeff, Tucker Carlson has apparently consumed the radical Kool-Aid. He's probably jealous that he has no influence on President Trump like Mark Levin does. Well, possibly. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I have been a little taken aback by what he has said recently. You don't have to be in love with Israel. You can be an anti-Semite if you want. You can hate every Jew on the planet. But you do understand, or maybe you don't understand, that the leadership in Iran, such as it is, the supreme leader, and his cult, and it is a death cult that he leads, their goal is to bring about the apocalypse, to bring about the end of the world, because that will signal the return of the Mahdi. Think about that. They don't care about you. Again, they might be thrilled to hear that you hate Jews almost as much as they hate Jews. That's fine. But... you're still going to get caught in the proverbial crossfire. So I don't know exactly what is what's in it for you. I really don't. I don't fully understand that, but I suppose for some it makes perfect sense. We now know who the nominees are on the Democrat side. Ghazala Hashmi, an absolute radical leftist. Who herself is not quite sure where she lives, but I don't know. Maybe that'll become one of the questions. I guess if she's running statewide now in Virginia, she can just ballpark it and say, well, it's somewhere in central Virginia. But John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He's going to join us at 4:35. We'll get his reaction to the Democrat slate. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. The real campaign gets underway now, right? Isn't that what everybody keeps saying? All right, well, we have an election coming up for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. On my side of the aisle, anyway, we knew who our candidates were, who our nominees were. The Democrats had a selection of six people for lieutenant governor, two people for attorney general. My own personal perspective is that they went out of their way, Virginia Democrats did yesterday, to elect the two most radical people out of the options for lieutenant governor and attorney general. So maybe they're just telling us this really is what we believe, it's what we're standing on, and it's going to be very interesting. Now, John Reed has been the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor for some time. He's been with us before. We invite him back, and I will tell you, as I've said to John, I invite all of these folks. We have now six statewide candidates. I would love to have each and every one of them on this program and have a conversation about what it is that they see as important for my beloved Commonwealth. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, you know I'm never going to pass up the chance to talk to you, my friend, and I hope you will get Senator Hashmi on at some point. We remember, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, she was booked to come on the morning show when I was hosting it, and then she canceled the night before. And I thought, I don't even know you. Why would you cancel? I'm not going to be mean. I'm not going to be ugly. We're not going to agree, but it's okay. So at some point here, I guess she and I will talk or have a debate, and that will be good. And I'd like to keep it, you know, above board and not nasty. I think Virginians are tired of all the garbage, and I'm going to try to my best to talk about issues and be reasonable and responsible in the way we address this stuff.
Well, you've been doing that for a long time, reasonable and responsible. Let me inquire. You mentioned debates. I've never run for office, and hoping to keep my record untarnished, I don't intend to run for office. But there should be debates. How does that get organized? Is that you reaching out to her? Is it team members, the party? How does that all work?
You know, sometimes there are groups that want to host a debate, and they will reach out. I think there are a couple of schools that have already done that. I mean, I couldn't get focused on that prematurely until I knew that we were through all of this. So I suspect that there'll be a bunch of groups that will reach out. And I think the lawyers do a debate every year, maybe. And then maybe William and Mary. I got to check and see who's done. It's weird. I was the moderator of the debate where Tim Kaine was running for lieutenant governor. How crazy is that? I don't even know what year that was. But back when I was at Channel 8 as one of the anchors, they asked me to be the moderator and one of the questioners. And now look at where I am. I'll be in the hot seat. But I'm excited about it. I did a press conference today. I heard Charles mention it in the newscast, which I appreciate you all covering it and being fair about everything. I'm not looking for you to put your thumb on the scale and help me out. You know, I think you guys will be fair, and I appreciate that. But, you know, Ghazala Hashmi has been the chairwoman of the Education Committee in the State Senate. And does anybody really feel good about public education in Virginia? I mean, it's better than some places, but we got a problem, and I just wish everybody would confess that, and let's get in a room and come up with some solutions that give parents the options instead of us mandating things to people. That's a difference in attitude that I hope to be able to bring to the Capitol.
Do you think that is the leading issue that separates you from Senator Hashmi?
You know, that's going to be one of them. I mean, look, I'm trying not to be mean, but she is really crazy far left. So, yeah, education is going to be one of them. She wants to make sure that the teachers' unions don't lose a dime. And that translates to me to saying, I don't care whether your kids are well-educated. And if, you know, in my case, I left Henrico Public Schools not because the schools weren't good, but because I was having trouble with math. And I needed more personal instruction. So, you know, I went to St. Christopher's. Well, that costs money. And fortunately, my grandparents helped pay for it, and we got a little help, and we we made that work. But not everybody has those resources. So, you know, all these Democrats who talk about how much they care about minorities and, you know, the working class families, hey, why don't you actually show that and come up with some solutions so that if you live in a neighborhood that doesn't have the best schools or you don't have a lot of extra money, you still have a shot at going to a school that will give you whatever extra help you need or the type of study that will help you. I just don't understand this mindset where they lock that out.
That is a great point. John Reed is joining us. John, of course, hosted our morning show for a number of years. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. We now know that Ghazala Hashmi, a state senator, maybe from Chesterfield, maybe not from Chesterfield, depending on the way you look at the paperwork. I'll leave that over there for now. But that is John's opponent. She is the opponent. I also wonder about the radical nature, John. It is one thing, and both of us, I think, have very good friends that go back years who we would disagree with on policy. They would be in a different political party. We can still have a great time. We can discuss things, debate things. But Ghazala Hashmi really does embody the most radical elements inside the Virginia Democrats in the year 2025.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't have chosen a more left, a way, way, way left of center person to help lead their party. And I think that when the average Virginian looks at this binary choice of John Reed, you know, conservative Republican versus a radical leftist who's been in the state Senate proposing crazy ideas, perpetuating the trans ideology that I think is just ruining the lives of a lot of kids, refusing to give tax breaks even on gas to, you know, working families while she talks about caring about working families, I think it's going to be pretty clear. And I want to be that reasonable voice. And I said today, if you don't agree with me, it's okay. I'm still willing to listen to you. I'm still willing to try to find those areas of commonality. Jeff, that's what's been missing in Virginia for the last several years, yes, is that mindset that used to be widespread, where Republicans and Democrats could sit down at a table together and work it out. And look at the way they've treated Glenn Youngkin. I mean, he's bent over backwards to try to work with some of these people, and they flip their middle finger at him and call him a racist and a bigot, and they're horrible to him.
Yep.
So I'm gonna do my best to restore some decency and normalcy to the state capitol, and I think it's gonna be clear that I'm serious about it.
Well, I love to hear that. I also love the fact that we used to have the Virginia way, whether it was Governor Wilder talking about it or other folks in the political realm. The Virginia way was exactly that. It was talking about issues, knowing full well you're not going to agree on everything. There might be some people you wouldn't agree with on anything, but that's okay. But you could still have that conversation. Ghazala Hashmi, who is your opponent now for lieutenant governor, I remind everybody, John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. She has gone all in with the sanctuary cities and counties. She has gone all in with the personal attacks on Governor Youngkin. She's gone all in with these pro-Hamas crowds that have popped up. Are these going to be big issues as far as you're concerned?
Oh, of course they've got to be, because it draws the distinction. Almost everything that people don't like about Virginia today, Ghazala Hashmi has been one of the people leading the Democrat Party to the left. Yeah. You know, whether it was keeping kids out of school, right? And the masks in the school. She was one of the people who was pushing that. I don't think I'm making that up. She was. She would probably still sit here and tell you she did the right thing. Okay, we don't want that. We didn't like that. Even people who were left of center didn't like that.
That's right.
And, you know, one of the things that bothers me is I went to St. John's Church. It's a little thing maybe for some people. But I went to St. John's Church for the anniversary of Patrick Henry's big Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. speech, right? Mm-hmm. Back in March.
Yes.
And I was proud to be there. I'm proud to be a Virginian. And so I thought, this is great. People around the country will remember Virginia. They'll come to Richmond. This is good for tourism. And it's good for us to understand our history, right?
Yes.
Ghazala Hashmi wasn't in the church with me, commemorating that with the governor and all these VIPs. She was standing outside with a big bullhorn screaming about Donald Trump, raising hell in the park, so that the guests who were there kept hearing all these shouts. I'm like, why would you as a state senator choose to help destroy or at least mar an event that we should all take some pride in and help promote the state? And that radical attitude is just not something that I think people are on board with. Even if you feel strongly, it's just not behavior that I would engage in.
Yeah, there does seem to be a not just an uncivil attitude. There's also an immature attitude of if I don't like what you're saying or I don't agree with, I'm simply going to sit here and throw a tantrum, which seems to define a lot of the Democrats these days in terms of their behavior. And you point out quite correctly, John, the very same people who are telling us they're in favor of helping working people and poor people are saying, oh, no, we're not going to cut the car tax. We're not going to have any sort of tax cut for you and let you keep your own money. We'll hold on to it. I mean, after all, we know better than you do how to spend it.
Yeah, and then it's interesting that at least give the Democrats credit for recognizing that LeVar Stoney was a disaster in Richmond. I mean, did you see those numbers?
Yeah.
He just got crushed in the city that elected him mayor twice.
Yep.
They realized this guy has totally blown it, but then they never recalibrate and say, maybe it's our ideas that are bad ideas, so they go with Ghazala Hashmi.
Yeah.
I think at some point everybody's going to wake up and go, you know what? It's time for reasonable and responsible and fair-minded people back at the Capitol, and they'll be able to work this out in the best interest of the citizens. And one of the things I want to stress with everybody is I'm for your freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we need Democrats or Republicans sitting in Richmond telling everybody what they have to do. I think we need to get out of people's way. Let them make good decisions for their business and their personal lives, you know, as much as we possibly can. We're not going to be dictating from Richmond what different counties have to do. You know, as much as possible, let's let people make their own decisions. And hopefully we will educate and inspire a really great population of people who want to make those good decisions. And I just hope that maybe I'll be able to cut through all the garbage and people will hear what I pray is a refreshing, freedom-based message for my campaign and for the future of Virginia.
Well, I love it. I am looking forward to the campaign. I think it's going to be fascinating. I think there are some very interesting folks, and obviously I want people to reach out to you. Remind everybody about your website is, so they can learn more, support you if they'd like, get a sign, whatever.
Make a big donation.
Donation, sure. Why not?
JohnReedForVirginia.com. R-E-I-D, all spelled out. JohnReedForVirginia.com. And you know what, Jeff? You brought up the debate thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys at WRVA offer to host a debate? I mean, I would do it because I think you would treat me fairly. Maybe we could convince Senator Hashmi. I would be up for that if y'all want to do it.
Fair enough. I will get Jeremy on that ASAP. We're going to reach out to everybody. I've told you this from the beginning. It's not going to be just you. Everybody is invited. I think the future of this Commonwealth, my beloved Commonwealth, is on the line. I want everybody here. Yeah, we'd be happy to have such a debate. John, I look forward to chatting with you again in the not-too-distant future. I'm hoping I get the chance to chat with your opponent as well, because I think that would be fascinating. And as I always say, please give your mom a hug, because she's an amazing woman.
She will be very happy to hear from you always. Thank you, Jeff. Tell everybody hi there at the station.
Will do. Thank you, John. That is John Reed. He is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. And if you don't know John's mom, Judy Reed, like 10 of the best human beings you would ever meet. Great, great people. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Lovely note here from somebody on Facebook. Jeff, Where's Barry Moore? I thought Barry was with you every Wednesday or every other Wednesday. What gives? Oh, Barry bailed. I don't know. He got a better offer, right? Do we even know, Germ? I'm going to yell at him the next time I talk to him. But, yeah, he'll be back. We'll get him. there was a conflict. These things happen. So not to worry. That will be fine. Next Friday Eve. Not tomorrow, because I won't be here. It's Heidi's birthday, so we're celebrating. We're celebrating for a couple of days, actually. But a week from tomorrow, we've got Rob Chadwick joining us. Rob is the big director of education and training for the United States Concealed Carry Association, retired from the FBI. Great guy, just an absolutely super dude. And so he will be with us 1 week from tomorrow. How do I know? Because he's already asked. Wanted to confirm it. That's how ahead he is at planning. Germ, let's not embarrass ourselves. Let's make sure we've got it confirmed, because he says it's confirmed. I've got a text here I've got to share, and I will share it with John Reed, by the way. That was the request. Jeff, could John Reed possibly clarify his position on Stacey Davenport? As when that election for Chesterfield Commonwealth's attorney was going on, he sounded like he supported her and actually was not very open to Aaron Barr. I'm trying to help John out in securing the vote of Chesterfield County law enforcement. Absolutely. I don't recall that. Doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I don't recall that. I know I was very much on Aaron Barr's side. I mean, I'll just brutally honest with you. I thought she was the better candidate. I'm glad she won. Congressman John McGuire is going to be joining us every other Tuesday. That starts this Tuesday. It's taken a good deal of fancy footwork, but we've got it locked in. So this Tuesday, every other Tuesday, Congressman John McGuire joins us. It is 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.